Hello, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD. I'm your host, Kayla. I am an ADHD stay-at-home mom. I have two little boys, and today I am sharing my five rules that I use in my parenting that help me to kind of show up as the best mom that I can be, and I'm going to give that to you today, so stick around. Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in. Okay, friends, let's get just a smidge vulnerable here. Parenting is hard. We all know that. And having ADHD is hard. We know that too. And so when you add the two together and you have ADHD and you're a mom, it's complicated, right? Do you ever feel like because you have ADHD, being a parent is just so much harder for you? If you do, you are so not alone. Today, I'm going to go through my top five parenting reminders that I use to help me to love on my babies in the like absolute best way that I know how. And I'm going to give you these five guiding beliefs for parenting as a mom with ADHD. And they are exactly tailored to our situation where we are ADHD moms. We struggle with parenting. We have ADHD. And sometimes we need a little bit of a different sway on things, and that's what I'm going to give you today. So just one through five today, and then I'll send you off to the rest of the day to show up as the best parent you can be. So rule number one is about acceptance, and this is fully my mindfulness practice. This is my being in the moment. I even have a tattoo. I don't think I've shared this. It's somewhere where nobody would see it these days because I have a body that, you know, had two kids, but it's on my rib cage. To be honest, it's now covered up by certain things on my chest that are lower than they used to be. But anyway, it says be. And to me, I got it while I was mourning a very important loss in my life. And I needed this reminder to be in the moment. And I always think that that's just a really useful reminder, especially for people in this day and age, right? Like we are always striving and looking to the future, but like taking a moment to just be in this moment, that's very important to me. And I think that that goes hand in hand with acceptance. This moment is the one that I am living in. I can notice my thoughts. I can notice my feelings. I can notice that I am thinking 10 million miles ahead or 10 million miles behind, thinking about that girl I offended by accident because I speak out of hand often, thinking about the future and what will happen. Will everything be okay? And I can notice that that's where my thoughts are while being in this present moment. I don't have to control my thoughts. I don't have to control my brain. I don't have to keep my monkeys in a row, as some people would say. I don't have to do any of that. I can just sit here and be without judgment, just accept and notice my brain. And that, I think, is the first thing, to notice how you're feeling and to accept it. Everything is okay. To notice what you're thinking and watch those thoughts come and go. So this first rule is me encouraging you to notice where you are, to stand solidly in this very moment, to accept whatever is going through your head, to accept and feel your feelings. And that is very important to me, to show up for my kids, to show my kids that it's okay to feel negative or bad feelings. It's okay to feel crummy. and just watch the feelings come, feel them fully, be conscious of them, and then let them go, and then make another choice in that very present moment. So that's the first, I don't even know what to call these, rules, heuristics, just coming at it with this principle of I'm going to accept this present moment for what it is. Even if my kids are screaming and yelling and I'm feeling overwhelmed, totally flooded, I'm having thoughts about I want to kill this kid. This kid is really making me so angry. I'm having thoughts about, just throwing him in the car and leaving, or just leaving him in the house and leaving. I want to escape. All of those thoughts are totally normal, and it's okay to have them and to notice them and to feel what you're feeling without pushing it down. The next heuristic guiding principle is this. They would if they could, and so would I. So I get this from Ross Green. I've talked about him before. I'll talk about him again. And this is this principle that children do the best with the best they can. No kid wakes up in the morning and says, you know what? Today I'm going to give my mom a really hard time. Because I want to be the bad kid. I want to be the kid who gets yelled at. I want to be the kid who, I'm gonna be that kid who doesn't get to earn that prize because I just want to. That's how I am. I'm a bad kid. Some kids do grow into these identities of like, I'm the bad kid and whatever, but no kid wants to struggle. No kid wants to feel really bad on the inside. And so the same is true for us. We don't want to struggle. We don't want to feel really bad on the inside, and we are doing the best we can. And so when we come to life with this knowledge that literally everybody is doing the best they can, then it, at least for me, it gives me this extra little bit of empathy to be like, well, they're acting very, very questionably, and I don't know why. And maybe bringing a little bit of extra curiosity of like, okay, so I know they don't want to be acting this way. So what the heck is going on? What's making them do that? Is it a skill they don't have? Is it an emotion that they're struggling through? What's going on with them? See how it brings it to like a more curious perspective versus like, that kid's a jerk. That kid, it just wants to ruin my day. And let's not talk about just the kids, right? Like, I'm a jerk. I'm just a horrible mom. I'm a mom who stinks at being a mom. Or you could say, gee, I'm really struggling with that. Why am I struggling with that so hard? What's going on with me? Do I lack a skill in that area? Do I need some help? Am I overwhelmed by something earlier in the day that's making it really hard at this other time of day? Coming to things with a sense of curiosity and with the general assumption that regardless of the time or day, regardless of anything, you are doing the best you can. Because even if you're sitting on the couch calling yourself all the terrible names, saying you're so lazy, you're like, what a waste of space. Why? You're a bad mom. Why are you sitting on the couch? Why aren't you getting up and playing with them? You should be playing with them. If you're having all those thoughts, then you are still doing the best you can, even though your inner critic is going at you right now. You are doing the best you can. So that's a great assumption to come with and to kind of just look at people with. It totally changes your perspective on everybody, even the people you struggle with. You're like, oh crap, they're doing the best they can, which means I have to like have a little bit of empathy for that because if that's the best they can do, then like, yikes, what's going on with them, right? So there's the second rule. You're doing the best you can, and so are your kids. You would do this if you could do this, and so would they. Number three. Ooh, this is a tough one. Get ready. Kids make you feel the way they feel inside. Yikes. Okay. So one of my children oftentimes has made me feel out of control, totally ignored, unloved, and just like I'm totally unworthy of the gum on his shoe. And that feels really bad when you're the mom and you're like, all your friends are like, oh, your kid must be so obsessed with you because my kid's so obsessed with me. And I'm like, no. My kid thinks I'm like lower than dirt. And then, unfortunately, I came aware of this like, people make you feel the way that they feel. And I realized, I could cry. I realized that my baby feels like he's the dirt. He's lower than dirt. He feels like he's the gum on my shoe. He feels low. He feels unloved and unlovable. Imagine that, right? People make you feel the way that they feel. And so, yuck. So it helps though. Like it's good to know this because now when I'm feeling like my kid thinks I'm the worst person in the world, I can now understand like my kid thinks I think he's the worst thing in the world. Yikes. And then I can start to build the relationship on that and I can say, start to build him up and compliment the right things and notice the right things and start to see his positives. And then, you know what happens? He starts to make me feel really loved. He does loving things to me. And then I can see, okay, so he's making me feel loved. So he must be feeling loved on the inside. And I can already hear someone out there being like, I'm trying my best. And also, my kid is showing me that they feel unloved, is showing me something, some terrible realization. I can hear you thinking that. And I've been there. And it is hard because we all come to life with whatever we have. And if your kid is going through something and you feel like what you have to give them isn't enough, then reach out for support. We certainly have. We've had mental health support in our family. For me, for the kids, for parenting. If you feel like you are not in a place where you can give your kids what they need based on how they're making you feel, and then that you realize that that's probably how they feel, then get support. Get extra support to be able to like pour into your kids a little bit. So that's number three. Sorry, this got a little heavy today. Number four, be on your kid's team. It's complicated, right? Like you want to be on your kid's side. And that means that sometimes you let the world bully them, but you make yourself the safe space they can return to when the world stinks and they can come to you and you're not going to lie to them. But you're also not going to be the first one to like, I'm going to protect you by telling you this horrible thing that the world might say, because if they say it, then I think you're incapable of handling it. No, we're on our kids' team and we are bolstering them and supporting them in a way that we hope we're giving them enough strength to become little citizens who are, you know, able to function in the world. When their anger seems always pointed at you, help them to point it where it belongs and join them in their righteous anger. So if your kid is really frustrated with you all the time, like, why is my food the wrong way? And why, la, 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 like, point their anger at what it's really about and join them. Like, ah, oh, that is so annoying that the bananas don't taste the way you want them to. I'm so angry about that too. Why is that banana doing that to you? Then they might kind of be like, Mom, stop it. You're being annoying. But if you don't get a stop it, you're being annoying like once a day, then we parent differently. The last one, the last rule, number five, is remember that it's not our job to shape our kids. We're not taking, clay and making a person. When we had these kids, when we brought them into this world, when we adopted them, they came to us as human beings with a genetic code, with, I believe, a soul in their bodies that we're helping it to flourish, sure, but it's like a seed. It's not clay. It's a seed that, given the right environment, will flourish in certain ways and grow in certain directions. And so our kids are that way. So it's not up to us to shape them. It's not up to us to make them turn into something else. If we are given, I don't even know flowers, but if we're given like a fern and we try and make it grow a flower, then the fern won't seem as beautiful as a fern can be. And we know ferns can be darn beautiful. And it'll just spend its whole life being like, why am I not a flower? And yet, if you appreciate the fern for what it is, wouldn't that be just so much better? Okay, so those are my five rules about parenting. One, accept your life in this moment. I'm living in this moment. I'm accepting it. I'm noticing my thoughts. I'm noticing my feelings. Number two, they would if they could, and so would I. They would do the best they could if they could, and so would I. Number three, kids make you feel how they feel on the inside. Four, be on your kids' team. Five, remember, it's not our job to shape them. It's our job to help them grow. That's all I have for you today, friends. I hope that my five rules of thumb for my own parenting are useful to you. I hope that they give you some insights that maybe you haven't had before. And I really and truly hope that you have an excellent week this week and that you come back next week and we can talk more about being an ADHD mom and what that feels like and how we can show up the best way that we know how as ourselves, imperfect and wonderful. So I'll leave you with that and have a great day.